So we were right here.
Okay.
Please don't come down that ramp.
Please clean it when it gets here.
How's everything, man?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. You come from Philadelphia?
No.
Where are you coming from?
I live in New York.
New York?
Yeah.
Man, actually, what we're going to do, I understand that you're currently, you have a problem with your hip or something.
That's correct.
What we're going to do is actually, we're going to ask you to actually sit on a, did you sit all the way through the, in the aircraft from the trip? Did you sit on the trip from New York to here?
Did I sit? Yeah.
Okay, sit. Okay. We're going to ask you to sit down again on a wheelchair that we got for you, especially for you, so we can escort you outside into the arrival area. Okay? Would that be okay with you?
That's fine. I have a connecting flight. So
you have a connecting
like
flight too? So we can escort you to the connecting flight. Okay?
You're not going
to
let me rollerblade?
I don't think, because one of the problems is, ma'am, is that it's a liability also. It's unsafe as well because there's other people walking around with luggage and children. And it might be an accidental, you know, you might hit somebody and injure them accidentally. You know, you don't want it. So
yeah, but that's, you know, that's is that what you say to people? They can't drive because they might hit somebody?
No, actually, I mean, no. But within,
is that what you say to people who have high heels on, perhaps?
No,
you know,
not
if you know that I use this for mobility, I explained to it, I don't have my medical certificate on me today. So, you know, what? I know this looks like a leisure device to you. I know that you think it's for fun, but I use it for mobility. Okay, and this is being held up here for now 20 minutes and having the police called on me for, what is this, a national emergency that I've got rollerblades on?
I understand that, man, completely. I understand that completely.
You know, do you know what civil liberties infringements are?
I understand that completely as well, man.
You do?
That's why, okay. Do you have a medical certificate that tells you that you need to wear those?
Yes,
where is
I
it?
Do.
Can I see it?
I don't have it with me.
Well, I'm sorry, then you cannot rollerblade in here.
Can you,
it's a
can
liability
you show me
to
any
us.
Rules?
It's a liability
do
to
have,
the city
do
of Los
have,
Angeles.
Can you show me?
Can you show me your certificate?
I don't have it with me today.
Well, I don't have. Where's your ticket? Where's your transfer? What's your flight?
I'm catching a San Francisco flight. I'm probably missing it now. I'd like to get going on my San Francisco flight.
I'll tell you what, as soon as the chair gets here,
it'll
take you out.
Get you from point A to point B the safety as possible, man. That's no problem with you.
No. Yeah, it is a problem with me. It is a problem. You're detaining me for why?
I'm not detaining you, man.
Okay, so I can go.
Actually, no, but you can go if we feel to take off those rollerblades.
So I can walk without my rollerblades on.
There's the wheelchair. If you say you're disabled, then I suggest you take the wheelchair to the area where you gotta go.
Use what I choose to use and what my doctor tells me to use?
Well, you don't have that script. You don't have documentation to that.
So
I can't use your word.
I'm sorry?
I can't use your word, man. I mean, I need
not?
A script saying
why
that
not?
I need documentation saying
but
that
I need I need documentation telling me it's illegal for me to be here on rollerblades. Yes. Do you have that documentation?
Do you have the documentation that we're asking for?
City ordinance. You don't rollerblade in a public area like this. You're from New York. I don't know how you're familiar with LA ordinances. I would be more familiar than you would.
Yes, I'd like to see an ordinance that tells me I can't rollerblade.
Well, once we get you your rollerblades off, you can accompany us. We can go down to the station and we can go from there and I can show you the ordinances.
What are you threatening me with?
I'm not threatening you with. I'm just explaining to you.
Why
how
don't you have the ordinances on you?
Because I don't carry them on me.
I don't believe you. Frankly, I don't believe you. It's now going?
It's coming.
The wheelchair's here? Yeah.
So what? The wheelchair is standing there while you harass me? What's going on?
You didn't know the wheelchair was there. There it is. Thank you for your cooperation. I appreciate it.
Stay right there. Just stay right there.
Watch this.
We need to take it out the back, sir. And this is a bag you can leave. That's right. Excuse me, can I move, sir?
Sure, no, ma'am. Go ahead.
You need to take it out, please, and put it in your lap. Why? I'd prefer to keep it on.
I cannot do that. I'm going to lose my job.
Why? Because I'd like
can
to keep it on.
Please,
why? Am I sitting in the wheelchair now?
You're not completely sitting in the wheelchair.
It appears to me that I'm sitting in the wheelchair. Don't you have better things to do than harass people?
I do, personally,
okay.
I do.
Okay, I'm explaining to you, madam, I'm quite comfortable now. I feel safe.
Ma'am, I cannot
I'm not
you
interrupting. interrupting.
Yes,
what?
Okay.
Why is that, that you cannot push me with that?
You just hit down your head.
She doesn't seem to be able to push me with that. Can you push me with that?
You might hurt her. Obviously, you're not supposed
Why will I hurt her with my back here as opposed to in the front?
Because obviously she's pushing a lot more weight. And you actually
She's pushing more weight. No, wait. She's pushing more weight if I have it here than on here.
That was misconception. You know, obviously there's a policy involved with them in regards to pushing people with backpacks on.
This is another one of these policies. What policy is that? I'm sorry.
You can fall off the wheelchair.
No, I can't. I'm sitting on the wheelchair. I'm sitting right here. I have my backpack on.
Basically, you don't want to cooperate.
I'm really a little annoyed at this.
You're a little annoyed? Okay, we can call a supervisor out.
And he's going to tell me I can't wear my backpack?
We'll probably end up taking me to the station.
What for?
Do you know what day it is?
What for?
Do you know what day it is?
Yes, I do.
Are you on any medication? What day is it? What day is it today?
What's going on now?
I'm trying to evaluate you to make sure you are of sound mind.
Because I'm wearing my backpack?
Because you're not cooperating with us. You are not cooperating with anybody here, personally. That's why I'm questioning you.
I would say that you're not cooperating either. Is this better? Am I sitting in the right way now?
That's better.
That's better? This is better now? Oh, yeah. Okay. And I put my feet on here? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and if I choose not to, then you'll arrest me?
If you choose not to, you're not cooperating. We'll just take you to the station for disturbing the peace. All right? How's that? Is that a good offer? You know, either we can take you out, you know, and just cooperate with us, and you're free to go, you're free to catch your next flight, or we take you to the station.
Yes, I'm going to the San Francisco flight.
San Francisco flight?
Yeah.
Let me make one suggestion to you, ma'am. The other airlines, whoever's flying you, if you don't cooperate with them, they'll choose not to fly you. And you won't get on that flight. Okay?
Thank you.
What's the name of your doctor?
Hala Ibrahim.
Pardon me?
Hala Ibrahim.
Hala Ibrahim? Is he a medical doctor?
She is a medical doctor, yes. She's my general care practitioner. She's also an obstetrician and a gynecologist.
You're not going to wear these rollerblades on our aircraft, are you?
No. You're asking me not to wear the rollerblades?
On the aircraft.
On the aircraft, yeah.
Please. And of course, you can't wear them indoors on the airport. I'm trying to work with you. I don't want to pull you off the flight. I'm trying to help you.
Thank you.
If you had some kind of credential that says that you're supposed to have rollerblades, I'm the first one. I have handicap in my family. I'm the first one to comply to it. Other than that, we have a safety issue, especially aboard the aircraft. I did not expect to see you roll off our airplane with rollerblades on. That is a total no. And I think you know that. You're a premier, and I think you've flown enough, and you know what the rules are in the aircraft. Is this where it all ends now? I mean, are you gonna walk on the aircraft and not wear your rollerblades on the aircraft? Or would you just prefer flying another airline and maybe seeing how the ADA works with them? We comply with the ADA to the max. Because I'm not familiar with this in my 30 years of service. I could be corrected, but if you have some kind of paper or credential on you that shows this, I'll be the first one.
If you leave me your name and fax number,
my name is right here.
I can fax it.
Oh, faxing it to me would do nothing at this point. Right now, I got to have you complying with what everybody else is here to do.
Our concern is your safety first, okay? We don't want to see you fall down and create any more problems than what you're already experiencing, okay? But our concern also is for the public at large here, and we can't accommodate you for everybody else here, okay? Like the gentleman said, if you had some documentation, then we understand that, and we don't have a problem with it. They don't have a problem with it. But you don't have any of that today. This is a liability for the airline, for passengers, and the trip in general, okay? So if you want to fly out of here today, at least on this airline, you can go sit down, relax, so you're not up on your feet, you're not walking around, and as soon as the plane's ready to board, you can go on board the aircraft just the way you are and take your blades with you. But you can't put the blades back on indoors, and you can't use your blades on the aircraft. It's a safety issue, okay? Okay, just so that you understand, okay? They don't want to kick you off the plane. We don't want to see that happen. We want to see you get home. We want to see you get home in one piece, okay?
I understand.
All right, just so that you understand. If we have to come back again, you understand what the consequences of that will be, okay? You're going to end up...
I understand. I was sitting down doing exactly what you were asking me. We asked you not to wear them, and you went from there.
You went in the hallway. You were filming me. You moved over the seat, and you're on the rollblades the whole time. I got 12-year-old kids here that I try and keep off of rollblades and skateboards, and I just need just a little bit of help. Like I said, if you had any kind of paper on you saying you're supposed to wear them, I would put extension stands out just for you to roll. I am that compassionate.
As long as you sit like this, we're not going to have a problem, and we don't have to come back. We got to.
My back is actually hurting. So
we understand. We'd like to see you go grab a seat.
Would you like me to carry anything for you?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Here's your boarding pass. Thank you very much.
Can I have your boarding pass, please?
Thank you. I'll bring you right back.
5-1 confirmed they will be testing the VNet.
Just grab your stuff and come over here so we can talk to you for a minute.
Port control, be advised via call to McDonald's. There is a bag for the new all units that are necessary.
Excuse me, ma'am, bring your stuff.
9-4 control, also requesting an additional unit to McDonald's,
please.
Come on over, please.
1K95, 5K96, 5 and 9 bag. Okay, do you know why we're here?
No.
Do you have any idea at all why we're standing here talking to you?
Because I was wearing rollerblades.
That's some of it, yeah. Yeah, it was the second time we've talked to you in less than a half an hour. Correct? This officer talked to you about a half hour ago, didn't he? Okay. For the same reason, because of your rollerblades, okay?
10103, I'll be responding.
Okay. You can't wear them in here.
I understand. I took them off.
We understand that, okay? Right. Is there a reason why you took them off now and you didn't want to take them off before?
I wasn't asked if I could take them off.
I see.
I explained that I use them for mobility. I have a bad hip.
You have a what?
I have a bad hip.
Okay.
I typically have a medical certificate with me.
But you don't have it with you today?
Okay.
Is there a reason why you don't have it today in particular, or you just chose not to carry it today, or?
Yeah, I was traveling.
You were traveling, but you normally carry it with you.
If I need to wear them, if I have to walk any distances, I usually bring them with me.
Okay, but you wore your rollerblades today, but you decided you didn't want to carry your certificate, which authorizes you to wear rollerblades. That's our understanding, correct?
I typically carry it.
Right, but today you chose not to for whatever reason, but you decided you wanted to wear your rollerblades today anyway.
I didn't understand that I needed to carry medical certificate in order to wear.
Well, if you're going to make that claim for the reasons you're wearing your rollerblades, then yes, you do.
Okay.
That's typical. Like if somebody wants to park in a handicap stall and they have the authorization to do that, they're required to carry that placard in the window. It would be the same thing as you with your rollerblades. You're making a claim that you're required to wear these because of medical disability, but you don't have any proof to show us.
I can show you where the operation
was. We don't
was.
Care about that, okay? But I'm not saying we disbelieve you, but you've been creating a problem in two areas, here and back in Terminal 6, okay? And
sorry, what problem have I created?
Well, it's a concern on the airlines for one, concern on the passengers here for another, concern about your safety for another,
So there's three that we're concerned with, okay? Otherwise, you know, we just don't show up just because we got nothing else to do today. We showed up because somebody called with your, I'm not saying that we showed up because you were creating a major disturbance on the aircraft. There were some people that were concerned about, we don't normally see people riding on airplanes and motivating here in the terminals on rollerblades. It's against Cal OSHA regulations and probably city regulations and health and safety regulations and a lot of things. It's not safe. You know, you're not a, they're intended for use on the street, not indoors, okay? And that's why we're here, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen.